Let's take stock.
Let's all take a step back.
1 year ago.
Constantly looking backwards.
A well-worn path.
We will chart a new course.
Including energy and healthcare and agriculture and IT.
It's going to be up to you.
Depending on what the results are could depend on what happens next.
I believed then and I believe now.
As part of our coverage of this political year, we're doing what a lot of people in the U.S. are doing as they think about casting a vote later this year for president, taking stock of the last 4 years and looking ahead to the next 12 months. And when one former Clinton administration economic guru looks back, he sees some serious trouble that could plague the U.S. economy for decades.
For the last decade or two, our country has been sliding down in important sectors that guarantee our competitive edge around the world, and that is what is endangered. And when people start losing faith in the American dream, they start losing faith in everything that motivates them to work hard and obey by, you know, follow the rules.
That's George Munoz, Washington, D.C. investment banker and former assistant secretary of the Treasury during the Clinton administration, speaking on Fox News. Munoz helped manage the Clinton prosperity in the 1990s and helped chart the Clinton administration's strategy with Latino voters. When I sat down with George Munoz last weekend, he indicated that right now, in a challenged economy, Latinos are on the fence in some key battleground states.
Latino voters, to begin with, are very suspicious of the institutions of government, and that includes the electoral process. They believe that is onerous in many ways, and they don't see the immediate impact or results of that, despite all studies that show how important the policies that are at stake. There's a low turnout normally. In this coming election, though, what is interesting is both presidential candidates have identified several states as being critical to the path to the White House. Those states include where the Latino vote will make a difference. Take Colorado, for example. In Colorado, Obama won that state by 200,000 votes. There's twice that amount. There's 400,000, a little over 400,000 Latino registered voters in that state. Hispanics do vote the issues as opposed to the party. Now, most people will cite the fact that there's usually a 60-40 split. 60% of the vote, the Latino vote, normally goes Democratic. 40% will start Republican as a foundation. And then it gets either shaped up, like for George Bush, if certain things are more in line with their thinking, or go down when the candidate is not aligned fully. But in this election, there's enough concern for issues from both sides, from both the Democratic and the Republican side, that the Latino vote is not going to be as clear cut as in the past.
Does it get clearer if there's a Marco Rubio on the Romney ticket?
It can, but I think what you have to look at is this particular state's in question. First of all, on the West side, whether it's Nevada, which is in play, Colorado, Arizona. In those states, they're looking for someone who's going to revitalize the construction area, the hospitality area, where many of these workers work. Rubio, only if he comes across, he's a Cuban-American, he's not of the Mexican-American type, where that is the population, Mexican-American population out in the West United States. If they hear him speak to the immigration more aggressively than he has so far, it could make a difference.
Depending on how the Supreme Court rules, but if the legislative cornerstone of the Obama administration is struck down by the Supreme Court, again, we don't know, regardless of what happens there, do you think the Obama administration has the political will to take the difficult steps to frame the difficult, aggressive message that is going to have meaning to Latino voters on immigration reform and job creation for Latinos?
Well, I think if there ever is a time, if President Obama is reelected, you would think that that's the best time, because you cannot be you can't run for office again in terms of the president's office. So my sense is that he would have the ability to take those tough decisions. My sense, though, is that there are so many other major and controversial issues that have to be tackled that there's going to be a lot of constituency groups pulling at his pant legs. And at the end of the day, the Congress has to pass any of these legislations that are required. And that's going to be the most difficult. It is now becoming a four-year term is almost, from what we're seeing, is too short a time. That is that Congress can wait out any president who they don't agree with.
Do you think then that there's not going to be a strong message, whether on immigration issues or economic issues, that will resonate particularly with Latinos, and that they're going to have to wait in line during another election cycle?
Well, I think both sides are going to have to address very, very closely to the Latino voter what it is that they're going to be standing up for. And these are very controversial issues, because what will get the Latino to support them, which is on certain immigrations, and that's not across the board, but they will alienate others. But I do think one theme that will carry the day for the Latino voters is job stimulation, and that is job stimulation in the sectors and industries that we care a lot about, as well as education, even though education is not a top priority for the American public right now as a major presidential voting issue. It is for the Latino community. So I would advise the candidates to focus on job creation and education, and those two are safe areas.
When historians look back on this moment, and of course there are many more moments to have before we know how the story comes out, in general, do you think, based on what you can see now, that this will be a moment that will be remembered as the 4 years of the first African-American president and the historical chapter that opened then? Or will it be more remembered as a crisis of governance in the United States at the federal level?
You'll have certainly it will be remembered as a breakthrough for this country that has struggled with race relations. But going from a country that had slavery to a country that elects its first African-American president is a wonderful tribute to the experiment that people say that our country is an example for the rest of the world. So I do think that is historic, and it'll stay in the history books forever. With respect to the difficult time that we're going in, I don't think it'll be associated with the term of a president. That is an amazing thing happened. It's a tsunami of a financial type, as opposed to a natural disaster, but it is of equal magnitude, and I think it'll be remembered of that. It'll be similar to the 1933 depression that grabbed the world. Both of those issues will be remembered in the books.
George Munoz, thanks so much.
Thank you.
George Munoz, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Clinton administration, taking stock. We'd love to hear what you think about the last 4 years and the challenges up ahead. Let us know at thetakeaway.org or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.